hang on tight.
Fish Talk Radio is about to take you on a fishing adventure. You're about to go places you have even yet to desire and revisit familiar favorites with live, on-the-water expert insider tips. Now, sit up straight, pay attention, take notes, and join the party for a blue water, white water, and calm water adventure.
Check out fish tips and trips online at fishtalkradio.com.
And now, the all-natural attitude adjustment.
Welcome to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio with the lovely Miss Jean Sidar, who haven't seen you around here for, I guess, too long. But it's
too
always
long.
A delight. Always a delight to have you on.
Well, thank you
and
very much.
Jean, we're going to have so much fun today. We're starting off the new year with a lot of fishing in a lot of different areas. And what it means to me is that no matter where you are, there's probably some fishing going on.
That's right. You know, this week we've had attitude adjustments leaving the old year, and now we're going to have attitude adjustments welcoming in the new year with fish.
Even if you have to drill a hole in the ice, no matter where you are, you can get out there.
That's it.
But we're going to be going down to the Florida Keys. We're going to be going up to Alaska to get a report for what's going to be happening in the Kenai Peninsula.
One of my faves.
And then, of course, we're going to go down to northern Baja for a change. And I'll get some reports from around in La Paz. And so I would suggest that people pay attention.
Uh-huh.
And remember that if, for whatever reason, while you're listening to this, if you don't get the information that you were looking for, we are podcasting now at webtalkradio.net. And you can just click on that usually by Monday morning, and they'll have the show ready for you that you can download, re-listen to, take notes, play it back, whatever is easy for you. And of course, we have fishtalkradio.com that you can go to, and you can always listen to previous shows on that.
That's right. And then this is a way they can fish in more places with a virtual passport.
I like that, virtual passport. But anyway, I think things are looking up for this coming year. We've had some, kind of tough years, especially with the trips and people, having the time and the money together at the same time to go to some places. But we're going to be talking about some places you're going to want to go to this year.
I will, because I know I've hit the Alaska up at Clover Pass. I've done the La Paz and enjoyed every single moment of every trip.
Okay. Well, Jean is quite an accomplished angler, and we're going to have a lot of fun talking about fishing, Jean. So I want everybody out there to stay tuned. We'll be back with you momentarily, so don't go too far, and let's see what all we can find out what's going on in different parts of the U.S. and other places.
Sounds good to me.
All right, you're listening to Fish Talk Radio.
Honey, that sounds like rain. Hurry up, woman. Get the youngest. Let's go.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
Set on the magnificent Sea of Cortez, the Grand Heritage Resort and Spa at Marina Costa Baja is the first five-star resort in La Paz, Baja South. Overlooking a 250-slip marina and white sand beaches, enjoy two signature restaurants, a world-class destination for fishing or diving. Enjoy five-star elegance in the charming laid-back city of La Paz. Dock your boat and enjoy the Marina Village. Visit on the web at CostaBajaResort.com.
Sitting on a bucket with a fishing pole, I'm dropping a line through an icy hole. I know you're down there, I know you're down there, I know you're down there.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio with Miss Jean Sidar, and we're going to have a lot of fun talking about fishing and all the excitement of the new year coming up.
That's right. My motto for the new year, life is short, fish first. Heck with that dessert.
Yeah,
get it done.
Okay, fantastic. Well, let's...
where would we like to go first? We have choices.
Where would we like to go?
We can either go to Boston, we can go to Mexico.
Okay. Well, you know what? One of the places that Jean and I have the fortunate opportunity to reside is in Santa Barbara, Santa Barbara Channel, which is one of the really, really unique places in the world. And I guess the central point of Santa Barbara would be the marina. And, mm-hmm. of course, the center point of the marina is the Santa Barbara Maritime Museum. And we have the executive director, Greg, on the line with us. Greg, Happy New Year, and thanks for joining with us for a little bit. And we've only got a couple minutes, but you've got such a unique
venue down there.
Yeah. But what makes it unique is where you are and, you know, why you're in Santa Barbara because of the, you know, the, give us an idea about the Santa Barbara Channel and some of the things that you represent.
Sure, and thank you for having me on the show. I'm glad to be here. The, you know, we are such a unique area, the channel, because we're at the, east to west running shoreline for 60 miles, which is very unusual on the west coast. You know, we're facing south instead of west, and you have the upcurrent from the Southern California and then the Northern California mix at Point Conception, which is one of the most treacherous areas in the world, really, for boaters and yachts. And our channel is so rich in sea life with the all the different whales that we have coming through here, the sea lions, the seals, the commercial fishing history here, along with hundreds of shipwrecks. So we try to at the museum celebrate all that diversity and all that maritime history and culture.
Well, I would suggest that within the sound of your voice, we're covering a lot of territory all over the United States and the world. Santa Barbara is such a well-known tourist town. And if anybody's interested, they ought to come into the Maritime Museum. And, of course, I would recommend they go out on the Condor and do some whale watching. Mm-hmm. But the museum itself has got it's such a rich culture, and you can learn. That's the best place to start if you're going to visit Santa Barbara, because it gives you an overview of, and you've even got the tower on top where you can look over the entire city. Mm-hmm. But I would suggest anybody that's coming to Santa Barbara, and you know what, Gene?
What?
When we have a lot of friends that live in Santa Barbara that have never been to the Maritime Museum.
Well, we have a lot of people we know in Santa Barbara who've never been to the islands.
Yes.
But yeah. The Maritime Museum, yeah, one of my good friends, JP, helped start that, and I know the displays down there are top-notch.
Right. Well, if anybody does want to go down there, it's not that hard to find, but Greg, give us some quick, easy directions and maybe a website.
Sure. The website is sbmm.org, and we're down by the boat, so we're right off the breakwater, close to Brophy's Restaurant, right in the same building with Endless Summer and Chuck's Waterfront Grill. And the building itself is the Waterfront Center building. It's a big building that was built
as a
WPA works project.
That's great. Right.
And an old Navy Reserve building.
Okay, Greg, we appreciate that. We're going to bring you back on and learn some more about it. Right now, we're going to kind of cross the continent a little bit. And we've got somebody for the first time. Let's see how good he is on the radio. We've got Captain Chuck that fishes out of Boston.
Oh, the right coast.
The right coast. Chuck, you know, this time of the year, you know, being now the beginning of the new year, I cannot imagine if there's much fishing going on in Boston. But give us an idea on an annual basis, what kind of fishing you do, and what now, if anything, can you be doing?
Well, right now, John, like you said, the weather's so bad around here, we don't do a lot. But we do, you know, probably get out four or five times a month. And this time of year, it's all ground fishing. We can't keep cod anymore from November 1st to April 15th, but there's still haddock, pollock, and things like that that we can go out and get.
All those ones that we find very delicious on our left coast over here.
Absolutely, the best there is.
Yeah, you know, it's worth hearing you just to hear the accent. My dad was from Worcester.
There you go. Yeah. So you're used to it.
Yeah, a little bit of that, yeah. So I've been back there in your neck of the woods and tossed a line in for bluefish and things when I was there in summer.
Yep, sure.
Well, you know, of course, when I think of Boston and seafood, I think of chowder.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that you've got a lot more than that. Give us an idea, you know, what it's like to fish in your area.
Okay, basically, you know, the biggest game fish on the East Coast, of course, is the striped bass. And
ooh, yeah, good fighter.
Yep, we get them. They show up about the middle of May, and we have them right through October. Also, we have plenty of big bluefin tuna. Our average fish is probably around 200 pounds.
Ooh, good sushi.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but the cod, the haddock, the pollock, striped bass, bluefin tuna, and winter flounder, which is Quincy, Massachusetts, used to be called the flounder capital of the world.
And oh, really?
There's a lot of people that love to do that.
You know, that's interesting because, you know, on the West Coast, and of course, you know, we have halibut, and then there's that's California halibut, and in Alaska we have the Pacific halibut.
Yep.
But of course, we like that, don't we, Gene?
Yes, we do.
But give us a little bit of an idea of the difference between that and flounder.
Well, you know, a flounder is, you know, the same type of fish, but a lot smaller, of course. You know, a big flounder around here is 20, 21 inches, which weighs about 4 pounds, mm-hmm. you know.
Oh, so that'd just be barely legal over here.
Barely legal, there you go.
Right, yeah, so you don't get shooters over there like I've gotten in Alaska, where you have to shoot them before you drag them over the gunwale.
Well, the Atlantic halibut is very overfished. You know, but there's 3 or 4 a year that are caught by the charter boats that, you know, run anywhere, you know, up to 250 pounds. But, you know, not very many at all left.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, you know, things do move around. I mean, fish have fins and tails.
Absolutely.
But, you know, one of the things that's the East Coast has been famous for, and I don't know if they go that far up, is the giant bluefin.
Right.
Yes, I already said that we catch bluefin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Our average fish, like I said, has been about 200 pounds the last few years, you know. And
that's an average? Wow.
That's an average fish, yeah. That's a fish that's about, you know, anywhere from 70 to 73 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I know a lot of people historically think of, you know, Prince Edward Island and those areas for that, so that's nice to kind of picture them in your area.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, mm-hmm. The giant fishery, of course, isn't what it used to be, but mm-hmm. I have caught them over 900 pounds.
Whoa. Yeah. That might take you a little more than an hour.
Yeah, usually we do them. You know, the big ones we do with 130 bent butts right in the rod holders, you uh-huh. know. It's not for sport. That's to send them over to Japan and get the money.
Oh, boy.
Now, we were talking about, you know, Boston and chowder. What about shellfish? And is that something that, as a charter captain, you ever get involved in?
Not really. I don't do it. But, you know, right around Boston Harbor and all of Massachusetts Bay has got a tremendous lobster fishery. Mm-hmm. You know, there's over 200 lobster boats that work those waters. You know, everybody thinks of Maine lobsters, but there's just as many harvested right in Massachusetts as there is in Maine. You know.
So good management of your fisheries and your shellfish.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, is there any difference in the Maine lobsters and the ones that you get? Are they the same thing?
No, absolutely the same.
Oh, okay. Yep. Okay.
Maine just did a copyright there, huh?
There you go.
Okay.
Well, you have to come up with your own name there, Chuck.
Well, we're getting a little bit short on time, but give us an idea. You know, what's going to be fishing next, and how to get in touch with you.
Okay, basically, I got a website that's called BostonSportFishing.com. Mm-hmm. We run 3 boats. We have a 36-footer, 32-footer, and a 24-footer. All the boats are 6-pack charter boats. Like I said, the season really gets rolling in mid-March where we start haddock fishing.
Perfect.
April 15th, we start cod fishing.
Well, we're gonna have to go, but we really appreciate that, Chuck, and let's see if we can bring you back. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
West Marine is America's favorite boating supply source. They've got thousands of items to keep your boat looking good and running like new. West Marine has an incredible selection of apparel and footwear for all your adventures on land and sea. Boats, motors, screws, fittings, the latest electronics, fishing gear, apparel, and friendly, knowledgeable staff. With locations nationwide, West Marine has all you need for fun on the water. Call 1-800-BOATING or log on to westmarine.com to locate the store nearest you.
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll-free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. the finest resorts, and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
Please, I'd rather be fishing.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan. In studio is Miss Jean Cedar, a very accomplished lady angler. And, you know, we can go into some more of her attributes. But what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to let Kat introduce herself. And she's also a delightful, attractive young lady. And let's let the two of them talk about fishing in the Florida Keys. Kat?
Hi, how are you doing?
We're doing
I'm Kat.
Yes, Kat.
Dockmaster at Holiday Isle.
And
hi, Kat.
Now, tell us exactly where you are, Kat.
We are in Isla Mulata, Florida, and down in the Florida Keys, about mile marker 84, mm-hmm. on US 1.
Okay. Now, you know, this is we're now into the new year, and there's a lot of, we just left Boston, and I suspect there's a lot of people within the sound of our voice that would much rather be down there right now. I know you guys have had a cold spell. It's gotten almost down to the 60s, hasn't it?
Well, at times, today it was a balmy 76.
Okay,
you know,
okay.
You can tell the visitors from us.
Yeah, there you go.
Sweaters and pants, and they're in bikinis.
Yeah.
Okay. That was great.
Okay. But give us an idea about your operation and what the fishing's like and anything else you want to tell us about.
Sure. Well, actually, it was a great day offshore fishing today and backcountry. I had several boats. The Yabba Dabba Doo got sailfish today, and the Pirate's Joyce brought in some nice tuna. And the backcountry, they brought in a lot of reds and snooks. So, well, they didn't bring in the snook, but they caught the snook. So it was great, and Billy Two Shoes Wirt on the Whisper was out backcountry today, and it was great. So all kinds of stuff being caught today. We even got some dolphin today, which was surprising because the water temperature was 67, so that was a bit of a bonus.
Well, but we have to clarify something, Kate.
Good eating.
Kat, is that what you call dolphin fish, you know, when you say dolphin,
we're,
yeah, exactly.
Yes.
You know, what we, in Mexico,
flipper.
It's Dorado, and in Hawaii, it's mahi-mahi, but when you call a dolphin fish, we don't want people thinking that we're killing flipper.
Yeah.
No, we're not killing flipper.
Okay.
Dolphin fish are different than dolphin, yes.
Absolutely, yeah.
But,
we've got that.
Something very close to Jean is what she, her real passion is fly fishing. So maybe she can ask you some questions about that.
And is that something that you're setting up people for down there, Kat?
Yes, you know, we have a lot of, mostly backcountry people do the fly fishing.
Uh-huh.
And we have a couple guys that are really experts in that, you know, Kiwi on Outback Charters and Cliff on Gotta Go.
Uh-huh.
So
Gotta go.
And it's great. But a lot of people, you know, they have to remember saltwater fly fishing is a lot different than fly fishing on a lake or river.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
yep.
Yeah.
That's right.
So it's a bit of a test.
Well, Kat, last time we had you on, we got a song out of you, but I think we won't push our luck today. But give us an idea about how to get in touch with you in the Keys and your website.
www.holidayisle.com mm-hmm. is how you can reach it.
Okay.
On our website, that's www.holidayisle.com.
And I know that you're easy to reach from pretty much anywhere. What, do you just fly into Miami? What's the best way to get there?
Yeah, you can just fly into Miami, and you take 836 west to the Turnpike, and the Turnpike all the way down to the Keys.
I've never been there, but we would love it. Have you ever been there, Jean?
No, I think that should be a real fun adventure, John.
I think that's a great idea. I think that's a great idea.
We are the fishing capital of the world.
Yes,
so
I want to do some.
Let's do that.
Yep.
Okay. Okay.
Right. You know, there's a bone sailfish tournament coming on with our sister resort, La Fiesta Resort and Marina. They're having their first annual sail bone tournament.
Okay. Well, let's talk some more about that next week, Kat.
Okay.
Appreciate that.
Okay.
Okay, you know, Jean, what we're going to do now, we went from Boston to the Florida Keys. We're going to go all the way up to the Kenai Peninsula in Alaska and talk to Mark Smith from D&M Charters. Mark, I don't see you got any boats going out today, do you?
No, John, as a matter of fact, we don't. You know, I got to say, though, it has warmed up. We've had 10 below for the last... 10 to 15 below for the last 3-4 weeks, and by golly, today we're in a heat wave. It's 15 degrees.
Well, there you go. I bet you'd love some Boston clam chowder.
I would certainly love some Boston clam chowder.
Mark, you've got a very interesting operation. As we've been up there more than once, and I'd really like to see if we can get organize a trip to go up there again this year, because you're on the Kenai Peninsula, north of Homer, but you've got a very unique situation there. We're right, you know, launch at a deep creek, and we've talked in the past, getting on and off the water is the biggest thrill in itself, but you're so close to some great fishing grounds. Tell us about it.
Well, John, again, like you said, we have an interesting launch situation that we use tractors to back us into the surf. Once we're on, we're about 45 minutes and we're on halibut. And we've seen last year, and we anticipated again this year, much bigger fish. Overall average up through about the first 10 weeks of the season. So we're really looking forward to it. Again, we sit just above the beach there at Deep Creek. Launching's real easy. Getting back on the trailer can get a little dicey once in a while.
Well, we'd leave that part to you.
That's what it's about, and we enjoy it. It's a short run for fishing relatively shallow as Pacific halibut go. We're fishing 150, 200 feet maximum generally, and all the fish that you want. You can generally release anywhere from 5 to 10, 15 fish each trip per person.
Yeah, I remember I was kind of unconscious on my trip out of Homer in your general area there when I was up there, and was able to keep my two, but in between times before I had my two, other guys were, oh, can I throw mine back that I just pulled up, and I'd like to keep the one you have on your line instead, so...
And that's fishing, that's for sure.
That's it, that's culling them. But yeah, 96, I'd like to get over 96 next time I go.
Well, by golly, you just have to come up and fish to get her done.
Well, that's it, I'm looking forward to it. One of my favorite places in the world. Everybody, you know, is friendly. I understand the language and the money, and the wildlife is not surpassed anywhere where I've been so far.
Well, by golly, we'd love to have you folks back up again this year. And we're actually putting together a trip for John right now. We're just trying to figure whether the June or the August time frame.
Ah, well, there you go. A flip of the coin, huh? Well, I'll bring my fly rods again with me, too, so I can stretch a line on those.
There you go. We've actually had some fly fishermen fly fish halibut, believe it or not, and do real well.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Wait, Mark, let's get together and get organized. Let's bring you back on next week and get some dates put together. We're jumping around. We have gone, we're up in Alaska. We're going to go down to Southern Baja, and we have Mike the Grizz on the line with us. Mike?
You sure he's not out of place, the Grizz? He should have been in Alaska.
Okay.
Where is he?
Where am I? I'm in Mexico.
There he is.
Hey, I'm in Mexico. Hey, sorry about that, Grizz. We've got just a couple of minutes, but give us a report. First of all, give us a quick report on what you do as your day job.
What I do as my day job?
Yes.
I make television shows for all of you people to enjoy.
You get paid to go big game fishing is what you do.
Yes, I do, and I've been doing it now for about 30 years, and every day I wake up, look in the mirror, and thank God that he gave me this job.
Really? And I bet you get asked if you need a caddy for your rods often, huh?
There's all the time people ask me, can I go with you? I'll carry your bags. What can I do? Please, 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 please. And I look at him and I say, no.
Traveling alone. Okay. It's a solo venture.
You know, you've been down in La Paz area filming for the last couple of months. I got to go fishing with you. I guess it was in October, I think, or maybe November. But you've been having a phenomenal year down there.
Yes, I have. I've had the best probably fishing years of my life.
What a nice thing to be able to say, huh?
Well, I've caught, this year, I have caught 27 marlin over 450 pounds.
Wow.
And three tuna over 200 pounds.
Whew. And those were yellowfin? Yellowfin tuna?
Yeah, my tuna were yellowfin, yep. And my marlin were a variety. They were, my biggest one was black, and then it was about 950 pounds, and I got a 850-pound blue, and then a lot of blues and blacks and stripes all in that area.
Gee. Yeah. So you've probably got a lot of this big game equipment. I'm thinking of offing some of my older style big game equipment and then going on a trip and seeing what all the new toys are that I need to get.
Well, there's new toys out there all the time. I mean, everybody's trying to sell everything they can. They're selling it to the fishermen. They're not actually, most of the stuff is for the fishermen. It's not actually for fishing.
Yeah. Well, I'll go through my stuff. I'll look and see what kind of gear, narrow it down a little bit. Yeah, a lot of my big game reels aren't two-speed, and I know most people use those, but I used to go down long-range fishing a lot down into Mexico on the Riviera Gallegos and never needed two-speed, so...
Yeah. Mike, again, you know, you do have an enviable job, and, you know, we want to hear more about fishing in Baja that you cover, but I know you do more than that, but have you mentioned the where people can catch you on television?
No, I haven't, you know. We just got, I'd say, upgraded as far as I'm concerned. We are now on at 5 o'clock on Eastern Time on the Sportsman Channel every Sunday. And there you can actually enjoy fishing with the Grizz here in the Baja. Also, we've been over in Sinaloa doing some great snook fishing over there. We set the world record 3 times in 1 day on snook. And we also went up into the mountains and did some fantastic bass fishing where we caught 120 bass a day.
Well, you know, what we figured, what we'd like to do is put together a trip where we can combine some of this stuff. The problem is getting them close enough together at the right time of the year, but we're going to work that out. We're going to have to go here in a little bit, but first of all, I appreciate you having you on, and I think this year is going to be a great year for all of us Grizz. Let's get together and see if we can put some packages together and tune in to your show, which is ASOB website, asob.com, Adventure South of the Border. And we got to go. So thanks, Grizz.
All right. Thank you, guys. Okay. Everybody, hope you had a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thanks, Grizz.
Considered the finest long-range sport fishing vessel in the world, the Royal Polaris is based at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Fishing the Royal Polaris provides unmatched service, speed, and comfort. Live the dream of landing giant yellowfin tuna, wahoo, and summer albacore. Still the fastest long-range sport fisher in the world at 113 feet, the Royal Polaris offers first-class staterooms, refrigerated fish storage, the latest in electronic fish-finding gear, and unmatched expertise. Live your dream for less money than expected. Visit RoyalPolaris.com.
Vagabundos Del Mar Boat and Travel Club has 42 years experience introducing RVers to the joys of Mexico. Specializing in Baja, Vagabundos leads caravans and sponsors fishing tournaments, trailer boat cruises, and weekend getaways in Mexico and the West. Vagabundos Del Mar also saves its 10,000 members tons of money on low-cost auto insurance. Stay up to date on Mexican travel with the printed newsletter online at vagabundos.com or call 800-474-BAJA.
Eat, sleep, drink, go fishing.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio.
Yeah.
This is John Hennigan in studio with the delightful Miss Jean Cedar. And, well, you know, we're starting off the new year right, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Nothing better. If you can't be fishing, then you got to be talking fish.
But we've been traveling around. Let's see, where did we just come from?
We've been doing a pinball trip. Yes, because we were up in Alaska, but we had Grizz down in Mexico. That's
where
what
we
really
just came
threw
from.
You off.
Oh yeah, that's why we're. And then we've been at Isla Morada and on
Boston.
And, okay, well let's see. We just went from Baja, so let's move up the coast a little bit.
Okay.
To Baja Norte, and we
go.
Have Arturo on the line. That's going to give us some information. We are in Baja Norte, and Arturo is, I don't know exactly what his title is, but he's kind of like the unofficial ambassador for Northern Baja.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
And he's in a meeting with the director of tourism for Northern Baja, who apparently is in the next room, so we ran over to get him.
Oh, I like that. Okay. Hey, do we have poll? We can break up a big wig meeting in order to talk fish.
Yes.
I like that.
Exactly.
Yes.
And I would like to say, again, you know, there's been so much information, I would call misinformation, about people traveling into Mexico. We're not going to talk, you know, in depth about it, but all I can tell you is that it's a beautiful place, beautiful people, beautiful country, and because of some of the economy and the misinformation, they've got deals down there right now that are unbelievably
good.
Yeah,
get going.
We were just talking about you. I guess I'm not really sure what your business card says, but I would say you're kind of the unofficial ambassador for Baja Norte.
I would love to be, definitely, but I'm the deputy director for visitor assistance at Baja California Tourism Office.
There you go.
That's great. Good enough for us.
And, you know, the reason that we wanted to talk to you today, Arturo, is that, you know, there's so much opportunity at such a reasonable price for people to visit Northern Baja. It's a warm people, warm climate, and, you know, because of some difficulties in the economy, you're not getting the tourists that you used to, so there's some unbelievable deals to be had down there, especially this time of the year. So why don't you give us some of your information about Baja Norte?
Yeah, well, first of all, Baja Norte has come a long way in regards to their perception. We're starting to get more people, actually. We are starting to see the numbers. We already had rock bottom, and we're starting to work upwards. We are having a little more people coming, visiting Baja California from California, from different states of the U.S., and most of all from abroad, no? Australia, England, you know, from England, from the, Korea, from Philippines. But people from California are coming back, but very small numbers, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. We have turned the tables a little bit. I think we hit rock bottom. Unfortunately, the media continues to you know, things are happening in Mexico, but when they talk about the violence, for example, they don't regionalize. They basically generalize information, and that's why people perceive that all of Mexico is having problems. But you can talk to professionals from the National Tour Association, from different organizations, travel agents from the U.S. that have seen an increase in the interest for visiting Mexico because of the great deals to be had in Mexico. Primarily, you know, resorts, all-inclusives, you know, different destinations in Mexico. And Baja California is no different. The only thing is, since we are a border state, people relate to the border violence to, they relate to Baja California, that actually used to have problems, and we still are managing it, but we're having a lot better times right now. We really feel confident that 2011 will be a lot better, and there's a lot of things that we can do to make it easy for you to come down in regards to transportation, accommodations, integrating services, so it could be a pleasant, easy, friendly state for visitors to Baja California.
Wonderful.
And they have me.
I tell you what, if anybody's interested in going down there and they have any questions, reservations, they can call me. And I can put them in touch with you, or I can help them out. I'd be more than happy to do that. And one of the things that's, you know, even it's a little cooler and it's wintertime, you guys have fishing going on all year round.
Yeah, we are the tuna capital of the world, actually. And, you know, the beautiful part of this is we have the best of both worlds. We have the Pacific and the Mar de Cortez, the Sea of Cortez. That's right now it's not a good season to fish, even though you can fish a little bit in San Quintín, still good fishing over there, but not as good as the normal season, starting at March all the way to at the end of September, the first days of October. We're starting right now the whale watching season, for example. We have a lot of things to do. We have Christmas festivals and holiday festivals, and we have the best country still there.
Arturo, there's one thing that I've noticed about the people in Mexico. you know, almost every day there's a Saints Day or there's some reason for a fiesta. You'd see there's some sort of a holiday or a Saints Day. There's always an excuse for
Who's
a fiesta.
Up the party, man?
There
Who's
you go.
The party?
Okay.
La vida.
All right.
La vida.
Arturo, we're going to let you go. Is there information, some contact information that people can go to find out about Baja Norte?
Yes, we really appreciate your interest. And the website is www.discoverbajacalifornia.com.
Discoverbajacalifornia.com.
Discoverbajacalifornia.com.
Perfect.
They can find every up-to-date calendar
okay.
of events, information. And while in Baja California, they can always dial from any cellular or conventional phone, number 078.
They
can reach us
okay.
24 hours a day live
okay.
with highly motivated people to
Fantastic.
Take care of their needs, information, and whatever
okay.
it is.
Well, let's get back in touch with you, and let's organize some people to get down there, Arturo. Thank you very much.
We'll definitely work on that. Thank you very much, and have a beautiful and
All
happy
right.
New Year.
Thank you very much.
Others.
Okay, now this time, instead of jumping from continent to continent, we're just going to jump across the border. Out of San Diego, which is just right north of where Arturo is, we have the fishing expert from West Marine that works out of the Superstore in San Diego. We have Dan Hart to give us a Southern California report, Dan.
Hey guys, how's it going today?
Oh, it just keeps getting better, and
good.
This is we're now into the new year, and there's always a good time to go fishing. I know it's a little slow down there a little bit, but if Sandy didn't bring you what you wanted for Christmas, I'd suggest they stop in at West Marine. But what is happening in the water down there, Dan?
Well, things are just settling down now. This last week we had some rough weather and some blows. Small crafts were up for a little bit. But now here we are at the new year. It's time to set a precedent, show yourself what you're going to do, and go fishing every time you get a day off. So this weekend, today or tomorrow, will be a great time to go fishing and catch a sand bass, catch some bottom fish. Basically, a sand bass and bottom fish still here because things are cooled off. But there's a great chance to catch a rockfish, maybe a ling cod, maybe do some great sand bass fishing.
Well, and those will all make a good meal, whichever ones you decide to keep, and some tasty ceviche.
Oh, yeah. Nothing like great ceviche to get your day started
right.
off.
Well, and it's always just a good excuse to, even if you're fishing from the beach, you're standing on the edge of a continent, soaking a line, catching a sunrise or a sunset, and breathing some fresh air.
Absolutely. It's a chance to get out of the house, go out and do something you love to do. If you're a boat owner, it keeps your boat running all winter, so that's good for it rather than sitting around.
Right.
And there's great sand bass fishing all winter long and a few halibut to be caught in San Diego Bay. So even when the weather's up, you can still fish in a great big San Diego Bay and catch fish.
That's right. And it's a good family outing. And John and I have gone out with some friends of ours on John's boat up at Kachuma before in order to use our licenses.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Don't forget.
Need
a license. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, you
got to
renew your licenses. The licenses are no good anymore. You got to have that one now.
What about the long range season? Dan, you want to comment on that?
Yeah, it's been great. There's been lots of big tuna fishing. We had a world record hopefully falling here this year.
Mm-hmm.
There's been great trips where they had just awesome catches of 200-plus pound fish. There's a couple of trips where the guys, halfway through the trip started cutting off anything that didn't look like it was 150 pounds or bigger. So we've had fantastic tuna fishing this year.
Yeah. Well, now, is there boats still going out this time of the year?
Oh, yeah. This time of year is when they'll fish that kind of stuff. Long-range stuff, they also fish some, the medium-sized boats, they'll fish some freezer specials this time where they go down the Mexican coastline and fish 3 to 5-day trips. They're basically rock-hot trips that once in a while stumble over some great yellowtail fishing. The longer trips get started now, so we go from 10-day trips sometimes up to 14- and 16-day trips this time of year. So, yeah, they fish all year here.
Yep. I've done some of those long-range in this time of year and caught lots of nice fish.
Okay. Hey, Dan, you really do know what you're doing. Is there any – I know I'm putting you on the spot, and we've only got maybe we won't even ask you. I was going to ask you for a hot tip, but we've only got about 30 seconds. I guess this time of the year, the hot tip is just get out there, right?
Go fishing. And you can always call me at the store at 619-225-8844. I'll give you any tips or any kind of seminars you want right there. Stop in and see me at 1250 Rosecrans right down there by Shelter Island Drive.
Perfect.
We're just a couple of blocks from the Sport Fishing Landings or westmarine.com.
Thank you, Dan. And if you didn't catch that, you can always catch us online or on the podcast and get that telephone number back again. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio. John Hennigan, Gene Cedar, and we're going to be back. Don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
Set on the magnificent Sea of Cortez, the Grand Heritage Resort and Spa at Marina Costa Baja is the first five-star resort in La Paz, Baja South. Overlooking a 250-slip marina and white sand beaches, enjoy two signature restaurants, a world-class destination for fishing or diving. Enjoy five-star elegance in the charming, laid-back city of La Paz. Dock your boat and enjoy the Marina Village. Visit on the web at CostaBajaResort.com.
All fish, Maple Lake, French Lake, Granite Lake, Cedar Lake, Pleasant Lake, Clear Lake, Bass Lake, Otter Lake, Goose Lake, Gull Lake, Round Lake, Prairie Lake, Rice Lake, Sugar Lake, Mud Lake, Long Lake, Ant Lake, Swan Lake, and Lake of the Woods. Oh, I fish everywhere.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. And this is John Hannigan in studio with Miss Jean Cedar. And we've been bouncing around so much, I keep forgetting where we're going. But yeah, one of my favorite places, and Jean has been to the city, the beautiful City of Peace, the capital of Baja California, south of La Paz.
Yes, I have.
Was that your interpretation of Spanish music?
Okay. I could hear it drifting across the bay.
Anyway, let's find out what is happening in La Paz. And, you know, the crown jewel of La Paz, of course, is the new Marina Baja Resort. And there is a Grand Heritage, which is the first five-star resort in La Paz.
Ooh.
And we have one of the directors, Gabriel, on the line with us to give us an idea of what's happening in La Paz and in particular at the Grand Heritage.
Hey, Happy New Year, Jan.
Thank you, and to you too. So, yeah, Feliz Año Nuevo.
Feliz Año Nuevo. Well, we're very excited about this new year. We're launching a promotion right now, so you can check it out on our website. You can book this hotel five stars for only 119, and that's a special relaunch rate that we're having right now for all the snowbirds that we know that would like to fly to a very, very nice place with a really nice weather. So just stop by here in La Paz. I'm very sure you're going to find whatever you're looking for in Mexico with most of the safety city of the whole nation.
Well, as we well know, I've been there many times, and it's certainly one of my favorite places. But when you say things to do, I can name a few. First of all, we're gonna see if we can put a trip together. I got to talk to you about it and get some dates, but probably April for Yellowtail. And we're going to be upgrading the trip this time to be able to stay at a five-star resort, Gene.
Ooh, so I like that. Now, is that by dancing? Do you have dancing down there, Gabriel?
Well, we have dancing as well, but as well, I have a very nice spa that I'm sure you're going to love it as well.
Okay. A facial comes with my room?
Exactly. A facial, a manicure and pedicure, and a distress massage as well.
I love that. So when I can't see to fish anymore, I can just kick back.
There you go. Relax after a hard day of fishing.
That's
also
it.
Or, you know, you've got that golf course about finished too, don't you?
Yes, exactly. Actually, we have for all January travelers that would like to have the golf, we have a special rate for $69 the round fee. It's 18 holes, Gary Player design. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Gene, let's put a trip together. And I'd like to do is see if we can do something where we can go fishing, play golf, and enjoy some of the other. And the other thing that La Paz has is the variety of fishing, where you can fish with David Jones over at the East Cape or the Punta Arenas side, or you go north into the Espiritu Santo Islands, and it's such a great variety. So we're going to put a trip together. I'll have to talk to you about this, Gabriel. I'm thinking probably in yellowtail season, maybe in April.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome, actually.
Before it gets too hot, and fishing where I can cast instead of troll.
Okay.
Don't like trolling.
She can. Well, you can throw at some roosters. That's because that time of the year, Sierras would be good that time of the year, too.
Yeah.
You can do that. Gabriel, we're going to have to let you wind you up, and we're going to kind of finish up, but we appreciate you coming on and giving us a report. I know that there's fishing going on down there right now. But you know, any time of the year is a good time of the year, and it sounds like with the prices you've got on, and fly, you can fly directly into La Paz, or it's real easy to fly into Los Cabos and then just and get a shuttle bus up. So the website, real quick, Gabriel?
Yes, it's www.costabajaresort.com, or you can make us as well your fan. Just look for Costa Baja Resort and the Spa in the Facebook, and you can hear as well of all the great news we have.
CostaBajaResort.com. Okay, we're going to have to let you go. Thank you, Gabriel. We appreciate you holding out for us. Gene, gosh, Happy New Year.
We've been
almost everywhere.
I'm worn out.
And there's stuff going on everywhere.
But the best thing, I don't have to unpack any bags.
There you go.
I just got to travel.
Okay, you're listening to Fish Talk Radio. Thank you a lot, Gene Cedar. This is John Hennigan, and we'll be back with you pretty quick, so keep looking for us. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio.
You gone fishing?
You know.
But there's a sign upon your door.
Uh-huh.
Gone fishing.
I'm real gone, man.
You ain't working anymore.
Could be.
There's your hole out in the sun where you left a row half done. You claim that hoeing ain't no fun.
But I can prove it.
You ain't got no ambition. Gone fishing by a shady, weighty pool.
Shangri-La. Really la.
I'm wishing I could be that kind of fool.
Shall I twist your arm?
I'd say no more work for my...